On Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner. We're going to be talking about a neat little fundraiser that you can get involved with. And we're going to be talking about the person who's kind of running this and raising the funds for it. I'd like to welcome in Michelle Crandall, who is the owner of Pets in Focus. And Michelle, it's good to have you on the program.
Very excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
You have Pets in Focus. Before we get to the actual fundraiser itself, Michelle, let's talk a little bit about your business. What is Pets in Focus?
Sure. My business, yes. Pets in Focus is a pet photography specific business. I started in 2019. I was part of the first cohort of the Launch Lenaway program, learning how to run a business.
Ah.
So I've been a photographer for many years as a hobbyist, but had no idea how to run a business. And Launch Lenaway really helped me with that.
Excellent.
So once I started actually knowing how to run a business, I was doing dog sports. So their agility, they're running around rings, or they're dock diving, that sort of thing. And then COVID hit and canceled everything.
Sure.
So I had to sort of pivot, as many business owners do, to pet portraits. And I found that I really enjoyed that. And so I've been doing that ever since. So my tagline is where love becomes art. Ah. And that's because my customers are those who treat their pets like family, and they are family to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can have school photos of your children. Why not have photos of your dogs?
Well, I was going to say, I bet that you tapped into a business to where a lot of people would like to be able to have that because,
yes,
as you mentioned, Michelle, about the fact that our pets are part of the family.
Yes.
And, you know, and we treat them as such, and to be able to have a portrait of them is not out of the question.
Right. It's beautiful. And, you know, it's so funny when people see their gallery of photos that I've taken, they almost don't even recognize their own pet. How did you get that? Well, most of the time it's because I'm laying on my stomach during the session and looking at it from their eye level. But it's very cool to see their dog through my eyes.
Yeah.
And that's really been a really fun experience.
Yeah. And to the camera lens too.
Yes.
You know, because we see our pets, you know, much differently than we would do through a camera lens.
Yeah. Most of the time we're looking down at them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe not the Great Danes. Those sometimes are pretty tall.
Yeah.
But the dachshunds, which is what I spent most of my year doing last year, definitely on the ground.
So you have the books which have a lot of the portraits that you have taken, right?
Yeah. So what I did last year, it was super successful. I'm just so proud to talk about it, is I created a book raising funds for, at that time, it was Dachshund House Rescue, which is a foster-based rescue. And what I wanted to do was take photos of dachshunds. I said, if I could do anything in the world, what could I do? Like, what would be my favorite thing?
Yeah.
And it would be to take photos of dachshunds because they're my favorite breed.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, well, let me just try this grand, crazy idea. Like, what would happen? So what I did was I contacted Kelly Honos, who's the owner of the Detroit Dachshund Club.
Ah.
And I pitched the idea and I said, this is what I want to do. What do you think? And she was 100% on board. So she pitched it to her club, which is about 1,500 members.
Wow.
And the response was overwhelmingly wonderful. Everybody was super excited about it. So what I did was I spent most of my year last year photographing dachshunds for this book. So what I would do is I would write a little story about them and the session and information that their pet parents had given me. And it just turned into this huge labor of love. And we raised over $15,000 for Dachshund House Rescue through the sales. And then we had a cover contest. So people raised money and did a little voting promotion to get their dog on the cover. And it was just, it was amazing. My goal was $10,000, and I just kind of pulled that number, you know, out of nowhere. I was just hoping, like, this would be wonderful if we could do this.
Sure.
And we blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud. And it was great because the clients were also interested in photography, right? So
yeah.
I'm running my business concurrently with this fundraiser. So I've got to kind of balance it and do both.
Sure.
And so it was wonderful because these were people that were already interested in getting a pet portrait session.
Yeah.
And on top of it, they got to be in the book. So it was great. It was just wonderful.
I love the title of the book.
Yes.
Long story short.
Yes.
How appropriate.
Yeah. I was thinking back and forth, you know, what the heck should I title the book? You know, becoming an author was like not on my bucket list. Yeah, I had no idea that this was going to, you know, be something that I was part of. But yeah, I'm extremely proud of it.
That is really, really neat, and to be able to have something like this. So you're doing another one.
I am. It went so well last year. Why not do it again?
Why not do it again? For this would be your second book then, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
And you're doing it for a very specific nonprofit, too.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it, Michelle.
So I met up with a gentleman named Tom Pappas. He is the owner of Dirty Paws Agape Haven. It's a little senior dog sanctuary in Ottawa Lake. So one of the things that is very important to me when I'm doing a fundraising project is that I believe in the mission of the rescue organization or the nonprofit that I'm working with. What Tom does and his family, they bring in senior dogs that would normally be euthanized mostly because of their age.
Aww.
So a lot of them have been, you know, dropped off or their owners died or they just don't want them anymore because they're 14 or 15 and maybe they can't keep up with the family or some of them who have been abused. So they have very sad stories. And what he does is he brings them to his beautiful sanctuary and lets them live out their lives.
Oh, wow.
So he's not a rescue organization where he's adopting out. He says, now this is your home. Your home and you're safe.
Yeah.
And he cares for them for the rest of their lives.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it takes money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can imagine because, you know, depending on the amount of dogs that he may have, it would take a lot of money for the care, the feeding.
Yes.
The, you know, anything else that would come in the line of expenses for doing something like this, Michelle?
Right. He has about 40 dogs on site. And I hope that I'm referencing the right number, but I think it's $50 a day just to feed the pack.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Just to feed them.
Yeah. Well, then, I mean, if you have, you know, dogs of your own and having to buy dog food or food for the dog, you know how expensive it can be.
Yeah.
But still that they're part of the family.
Yes.
Until that time to where he gets a hold of them.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, how does he find them? Do you know?
The rescues, many rescues in the area contact him.
Oh, okay.
So I know when I've spoken to him about where they've come from, a lot of them are from the Toledo area.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe he's had some as far away as Lansing, Michigan.
No kidding.
So, yeah, because the need is so great. You know, and those dogs that are, you know, have been abused or whatever the reason is that they've ended up in the shelter as a 14-year-old dog, you know, their owner died, for example, they've got no one.
Right.
And so when you're looking at as from the rescue perspective, what kind of dogs are going to get adopted out? Those guys are going to be last on the list.
Sure enough.
And that's why he exists.
Yeah.
And that mission is definitely one I can get behind.
Yeah.
I can't bring 40 dogs to my property and rescue them, but I can support those who do.
Yeah.
And that's the whole goal of this project.
Yeah, and he's right there in Ottawa Lake.
Yeah. Yep. It's a private facility. It's at his home.
Yeah.
So he doesn't offer, you know, any tours or anything like that.
Right. But I mean, it makes sense.
But it's local.
But yeah, very, very local.
Yeah.
And, you know, I bet you, you know, a lot of people had no idea this even existed.
Right.
Until now.
I didn't know about it until last July.
Yeah.
I just happened to come across an article about it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, my ears perked up and I was like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, this is what we're doing. So I contacted him and the rest is history.
Yeah. So how does this work then, Michelle? How are you going to be raising money?
Yeah.
Not only for the second book, but also for the sanctuary?
Well, the fundraising effort is twofold. So I'm looking for people who have dogs, cats, horses, guinea pigs, whoever they treat like family, and are interested in having their dog photographed for a session.
Okay.
The benefit of that this year is that you get to be in my second book, which is supporting the Dirty Paws Haven.
Yeah.
So it's twofold because we're also looking for businesses to help us sponsor, to help pay for the costs of the book.
Okay.
When it's all said and done, the book to produce it costs about $1,000.
Mm.
And so we need help. So the funds that we raise we don't have to use those funds to pay for the book.
Yeah.
All of that can go to the sanctuary. That's my goal. So if people are interested in registering, it's a $95 registration fee, which I'm splitting with the rescue. Excuse me, with the sanctuary.
Yeah.
And then businesses, if they'd like to donate, they can donate right on the Dirty Paws website. And then that will go directly to creating the funds for the book.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, so how do they go about it then? They set up a session with you then, Michelle? Is that how that works?
Yeah. So I have an application on my website. So you can go directly to my website, which is petsinfocus.com.
Okay.
And you'll see a tab at the top that's called Giving Back. And that's where I post any information about fundraisers that I'm doing. And so right now, that Dirty Paws Agape Haven book is on there. I came up with a title a couple of days ago. Would you like to hear it?
I'm interested, and I'd be really sad if I didn't find out.
It's called A Life Well Loved.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great idea.
It's just something that hits me. I've done a couple of senior sessions where the dogs, you know, we know that they don't have a lot of time left. And I was at a session, I think it was last fall, maybe August, and I said that to the owner of Milo was his name. I said, you know, you can really tell that he's had a life well loved. Like, you love him, and it shows.
Yeah.
And she broke down in tears, and I broke down in tears. And then when I was thinking about what I wanted this book to look like this year, I was like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
Do you have a kind of like a goal or a deadline in order to get this in a finished product, Michelle?
Yeah, I do. I learned very clearly last year all about deadlines for the book. The photography sessions will be done now through probably the end of June would be the latest that I would be comfortable with it. So
okay.
If people out there are interested in applying, please apply now and we can just schedule, you know, when it's warmer for some of the older dogs or smaller dogs, you know, they don't want to be out there when it's 20 degrees.
No. Neither do humans.
I know. Right. So after that, I send all the information to my graphic designer and she puts it together. And then we do a draft just to make sure everything looks good.
Yeah.
So to get this book out by November, which is my goal, so people can purchase it as Thanksgiving or Christmas gifts.
Yeah, what a great idea.
For their family.
Yeah.
We have to actually send the book to the publisher like mid-August.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the goal, to get everything done basically by July 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your goal to raise how much again?
Our goal is to raise $10,000.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we can do it.
I think it's doable, Michelle. I really do because, you know, we love our pets. We love our pets so much. As we mentioned before, they're part of the family.
Yeah.
We treat them as family, and we love them so much. And to be able to know that there's such a sanctuary that exists.
Yes.
That to help out those that are of an older pet and have no place to go, that they do have a place to go with this gentleman.
Yeah.
His name, once again, it was Tom Pampas, right?
Yeah.
And
it's a wonderful family effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is really great. So, you know, if you really think this is something that you would like to be a part of, to be able to help support with Michelle in doing this with Pets in Focus, go to your website once again in order to get this started.
Yep. PetsInFocus.com. And then just go to the Giving Back tab and you can apply there.
Okay, great. You know, I just hope that a lot of people will take advantage of this because, you know, there's things in which I can remember the first dog that I ever remember as a kid. And
yes.
It's just like, I wish we had pictures, more pictures available of that dog because he was such a cool dog.
I know. You know, and that's the thing. Like, they're such a part of our lives.
Yes.
They're such a part of our lives. And this is one way that I love to celebrate their lives with the people that love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, why not? I mean, as you mentioned before at the beginning of the show, we have pictures of our, you know, our kids, our grandkids, nieces and nephews. Why not of our other beloved family member?
Yeah.
Our pet.
I agree. 100%. You know, the thing that kind of is a little bit difficult about my business is there's no reason, in quotations, to do this. You know, it's not graduating senior or high school, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so this this book this year gives people that reason.
Yeah.
Who've been thinking about it like, oh, maybe this is something I'd like to do, but maybe next year, you know, no, let's do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's get things started by going to your website, petsandfocus.com.
Yes.
And going to that tab at the top of the site there.
Yep.
Right?
Giving back.
Giving back. And get this going here. Mm-hmm. And raise that $10,000, which will go to Duty Paws Agape Haven right there in Ottawa Lake. And yeah. to be able to help out these pets that are no longer wanted and are getting towards the end of their lives. But still, they deserve every single day that they can to,
yes.
to have that love.
Yes, they do.
And still yet, too. So, yeah, this is such a neat thing, Michelle. So,
thank you.
Much success. And hope that we can reach that $10,000 goal for you.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being here, and best of luck in this endeavor.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. My guest has been Michelle Crandall with Pets in Focus here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.